Hello, my imaginary friends. Simon here. It's still the 1st of May. It's now 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm on my way home from work. And I just had a listen to Ruth Arnold's latest audio boo, R2UK is her name, the letter R, the number 2, the letter U, the letter K. Her house buying boo, which I'm afraid she recorded before my latest one, and so I've the last one I recorded. God, you can tell how tired I am, can't you? She'd already recorded it by the time I recorded my last one, and I wish I'd heard of hers first, because I could then respond to her as well. But no, it was really good to hear from her, her tale of her of a house buying boo of hers, where she talked about having two properties at once. So yes, it does happen to people that way around, as well as the other way around, where you have a so that's what I think I said in my last one about bridging loans or something, as well as people ending up not having a house for a while and having to rent somewhere. I know that happens as well. I'm aware that both those things happen, but I suppose the thing that I still find amazing is that you buy somewhere and then you think and then you start marketing what you're selling, and you think that what you're selling is going to sell before you get hold of what you're going to buy. But I suppose I see that's because of the, if you think that you're going to be someone buying off you is going to be at the bottom of the chain, then they're going to be able to move quickly, and someone who, whereas the people above you are going to have a high chain above them, so therefore they're going to move more slowly. Maybe that's the logic there. That kind of makes sense. Anyway, so it's good to hear some house buying boos. What I was wondering about was if anybody's got any fridge buying boos. Fridge freezer buying boos. I'm driving home carefully because I'm tired, but I'm also I want to get home as soon as possible because our new fridge freezer is going to be turning up this afternoon, and so I need to be there to help get it in and help move everything out of the way and all that sort of thing. But the thing that intrigues me about it is that it seems to be the case that you buy a fridge freezer and the people that you're buying it from will take away your old one, which is great. And they're there, they're strong, they've got a big empty van, or certainly a van with a fridge freezer sized hole in it. So it kind of makes sense. But the thing that doesn't make sense to me is, in order for them to take yours away, you have to defrost it. So we've had a bit of a challenge this week whereby, Jana's been trying to run down the stocks of food and frozen items in order so that she can defrost the old fridge freezer in time for it to be dry and defrosted and dry, ready so that the new one could be, so that it can be taken away when the new one arrives. But it kind of leaves us, anything that we've got left over, where do you store it for that defrosting time? It just kind of seems weird that the ideal thing would be that that they took away your old one the day later or something. I don't know. How does that work? Are we the only people that have that problem where you've got this, you're defrosting your old one so for half a day, so you're without a fridge freezer for half a day? Maybe it's just me. I don't know if I'm still recording, so thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves. Speak to you again soon. Bye-bye.